Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Lepsio moves to third. Consolo moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keane bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimek moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimek moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball towards center. Jensen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jensen. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Bilardi moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Del Wilbur. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Consolo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to second. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bilardi strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Bertoia moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing left field. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo is hit by the pitch. Owen moves to second. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.